This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome everybody back to the Built Different podcast. I'm here with my guys, Bill the Thrill, Don Boy. I'm your host, Thomas Saxby, as usual. We're here with an NFL podcast, episode 20, breaking down everything from week 4. Got it right this time. And we're looking forward to week 5. So we got fantasy, we got betting, we got all the performances, all the good stats, all the good takes. But my real question is, how are you doing, guys?
Doing good, man. I'm hyped, man. Let's do it. Interesting week 4. Mixed emotions. People sucked that we didn't think they sucked. People that we thought sucked didn't suck. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool week 4.
Cool in those aspects. Just when you had somebody that sucked that you didn't think sucked.
Right.
Dolphins defense, particularly.
Right.
It's a little harder when it hits close to home.
For sure.
But, and I know you felt it in the moment, but I understand there's still some positive outlook around the Browns. Some things that you can take away from that game and run with. Dolphins, not so much.
It was just an ass beating.
Thorough whooping. Yeah.
What I find funny is that your biggest thing throughout the podcast this year so far was that Week 4 is going to tell us everything we need to know by week 4.
Yeah.
And I feel like we are more confused than ever.
That's a great point. Yeah. I think a lot of things did come into a clear picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that clear picture is just so much more confusing.
Yeah. But that clear picture is a lot different than what we expected it to be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's really what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
It was a good week of football all around. Still a lot of positives. A lot of fun. A lot of twists and turns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just not good for the Dolphins.
What you drinking on today?
Back to the C4, pink Starburst.
Alright.
Okay. All right.
Bring it up.
Yikes.
Bring the energy today.
Absolutely. So Bill might explode by the end of the podcast, but we'll be here to deliver the episode regardless. I'm not fucking with you.
No, that's right. Kick me under the table, finish out.
Oh. Oh damn, Bill dropped. Alright, now I'm so
embarrassed.
So Chiefs Jets. That was our Sunday night game. A lot of people were wondering, you know, how the hell this ended up being a Sunday night game. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers and shit. But right now, a lot of people probably weren't planning on watching it. It ended up being a really good game. Yeah. Only because Zach Wilson actually had a good performance for once.
Right.
Which, I called that shit.
You did.
You know, I'll open it up by just saying I'm actually really proud of Zach Wilson. I mean, it's not just any team. It's against the Kansas City Chiefs. So he knew a lot of eyes would be on him, too.
Right.
Which is another good thing. Had a lot of the media arguing. Because if this was a game like, next week, they're facing the Cardinals, I believe? Or no, they're facing the Broncos.
Yeah, they got the Broncos.
Yeah. Next week, they're facing the Broncos. So if he had a good game against the Broncos, it would have been like, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But,
kind of.
You know, he did his thing against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Almost won them the whole game. I have a whole take on that ending, but how do you guys feel about the Jets almost winning that game, almost pulling it out?
So, first off, being down 17-0 to the Chiefs at the end of the first quarter, he has every reason in the world to lose even more confidence when he already had next to none.
Right.
So, the fact that this is the game where he finds his stride is truly impressive to me.
Right.
It's actually truly confusing to me, too.
Right.
But either way, good for him. Like, I found myself cheering for the Jets here. And
yeah,
I don't. That doesn't happen.
Jets, Jets, still a thing.
It does not happen.
They still got a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
Still got a glimmer of hope.
So this does kind of bring me back to take that I had last week. Jets are going to keep this thing interesting. The AFC playoff picture, now that we're through week four, is wide the hell open.
Yeah.
And I can't emphasize that enough, because that speed bridge surgery that Aaron Rodgers had may have him able to get back at
the end
of the season.
The way he's talking, you hear how he's talking?
Yeah.
Talking about how, like, he's already, like, he was out the boot, like, 3 weeks earlier. Like, he's in a regular shoe, all this crazy shit.
But I'm telling you, Zach Wilson might have just found enough confidence to string together a couple of wins.
I agree.
And if that happens, this Jets team is very interesting.
Yeah, I think since the Chiefs play a lot of man, Zach knew where he wanted to go with the football first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, he wasn't really going through that many reads. It was more of like, okay, I like my matchup here, let's go. Right, so that's where you kind of saw him just playing football, not making those many decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I think against Denver, we'll see. I want to see one more game. He did look confident out there. I just want to see, you know, how he is against Denver. I think that Denver game, Sean Payton versus Nathaniel Hackett,
I agree.
That game's gonna be very funny to watch.
Oh, it's gonna be one of the funniest.
And I think it'd be very interesting. So
I want to see Sean Payton rage on the sideline.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm excited for Zach to hopefully he gets his confidence up and they can string a couple games before Aaron comes back, because Aaron definitely is coming back for sure.
Yeah, I can see he wants to.
Yeah.
I mean. Because I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers probably had it in his mind that he could win a Super Bowl this year and just retire after this year.
Well, I don't think retire, but definitely win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But, I mean, like I said last week, like, the way Garrett Wilson was defending him, like, Zach Wilson has to be doing something right in practice, at least,
mm-hmm.
to really have, at the very least, some of these guys rooting for him. I mean, yeah, obviously his first three games weren't the best. At the same time, he probably also wasn't expecting to be a starter that fast again. So, hey, shout out to Zach Wilson, but on the Chiefs end, man, they don't look good this year. I'm not going to lie. I mean, their defense is looking, you know, upbeat, but, and I get it, you know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have really the wide receivers to throw to, but yikes, man.
Yeah, it's, this is it. I mean, he just doesn't have the talent around him right now.
Right.
And when you pay quarterback what you pay Mahomes, like, it's tough to build the team around it, but they need to find something better at receiver than what they've got. And they trade for Tony, and, you know, he's looked he's honestly getting some separation at times.
Yeah.
But he's dropping it when the ball gets thrown to him.
Yeah.
So it's something that could end up coming together, but also Mahomes just straight up looked bad. That was a bad thing from Mahomes.
Yeah.
He made mistakes that he is not used to making. He's got to do better than that, and ultimately the whole team does. But at the same time, when you can escape with a win on one of your worst outings that you've ever had, then, hey, it is what it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, here's the thing, though. When you're Pat Mahomes, like, like, his bad games look better than, like, Desmond Ritter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, like, he looked better than Desmond Ritter on Sunday. Like, his bad games are still good enough for him to win. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think just with, I don't know, people say he did play bad, but, like, he's at least in my concerns.
Right. Yeah. This is the first game of his entire career that he got outperformed by the opposing quarterback in
Zach
yards,
Wilson.
Touchdowns, and interceptions.
And it was Zach Wilson.
First time.
Right. And
it's
still with a dub.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so are we expecting that to really happen any more often?
No.
Probably not. I don't expect that to happen.
I mean, I don't know.
Especially against that Vikings defense he's going to see.
Especially with the assistance from the refs, too.
Well, Kirk, here's the thing. If Pat Mahomes throws one interception, like, maybe it does happen technically. But at the same time, the Chiefs should storm over the Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I expect them to really thrive against this Vikings defense, but Kirk could still end up with 400 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to win the game.
Right, right. But as you were saying with the refereeing, bro. We've been.
I know, bro. This year, it's been really bad.
Look at me in the eyes, tell me.
They did nothing to the Browns, so. Still, though, like, it is bad, though. Just holding calls, blatant holding calls not being called, not holding calls being called. Like, it's just like, dang. I can't really, like, I'm a Pat Mahomes supporter, but I can't, like, I don't know if they were supposed to win that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Zach Wilson did fumble, you know what I'm saying? And didn't look good in the first half.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
You know, but still.
That's just my whole thing. I think the Chiefs were supposed to screw the Lions week one out of beating the Chiefs. So I think this was kind of the get back game.
Yeah,
fine, you can get this one against Zach Wilson. I'm not saying anything scripted, but, you know, with Taylor Swift in the crowd, you know, you got to make sure you keep Patrick Mahomes winning real quick.
Sure. Yeah, the thing is, if I'm writing a script, I'm not having the Chiefs win this game. Like, if I'm looking to try and get people interested in the NFL, if I'm looking to have the NFL make money, I'm looking for the upset, and I'm looking to have the Jets involved in the postseason. So
and Aaron Rodgers being there, oh my God, they win their first game while Aaron Rodgers is there. Like, look at them,
They're undefeated when Aaron Rodgers is in the building for any portion of the game, even if it's only a drive.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more that could have been sold from the Jets. So I'm not saying it's like that. I think it's really just missed calls. I think the refs are just, they like to swallow a flag when it's late in the game. Or some of them
except
like to
the
throw
Super Bowl
it.
Against the Eagles. But yeah, go ahead.
Some of them like to throw it late in the game. It just depends on the ref. Some refs want to be the spotlight, some don't. And that's human nature. There's some that want attention, some that don't want it. So I think you need to make sure you're taking that out of the game. I think they need to be held accountable. And this is across many sports. This is not just a football thing. Like,
it's old men. Like, I say it on the Different Conversation podcast. It's old dudes that should not be in these positions. Because how the hell are they seeing these fast, close-ass plays?
They should be full-time, like I said before. They should be full-time employees, not part-time.
That's fair.
I can't believe they're fucking part-time. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. It's the biggest league in the world. And you're part-time?
It's an important position. Like,
they're doing is way more important than what a Dick's Sporting Goods employee is doing full-time. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Dick's. We still
love
you.
Yes.
That's crazy.
No, but, all right, so moving on to a lot better game, the game of the week. The Denver Broncos and the Chicago...
Almost had it in a straight face.
Denver Broncos and Chicago Bears, man. What a game. You know, the whole first half was dominated by, oh my God, look at Justin Fields. He's back. He's a maniac. The Bears are back. Justin Fields is back. And then all of a sudden the Broncos came back and won their first game of the magnificent Sean Payton Denver Bronco era.
Yeah, let's go.
Week 4.
Let's ride. Broncos.
For me, you know, if Justin Fields is going to succeed on this Broncos defense, I don't expect anything from Denver for the rest of the year. I get it. Justin Fields is talented, but we're talking about this is literally the best passing game of his career from a running, you know, quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even really seen him run yet this year. So I don't know what's going on there, but they blew the game. I think, you know, both teams, they needed this game.
It should have been a tie.
You almost got your overtime, you know, prediction there. But it's
coaching, bro. Like, because Matt Eberflus should have kicked the field goal. It was fourth down. I believe fourth down and one, whatever. They're in field goal territory and decided to go for it. And then now Justin Fields, the Broncos score, and then Justin Fields has to go down, and then he throws a pick, and now he looks crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like coaching is just awful, and he's just never going to, you know, succeed under that regime, for sure.
I just question how the Broncos defense could be that bad. I think that was my biggest thing while watching the game, because you said Joseph Vance should get fucking fired if just Vance should get fired. I said Joseph Vance. You said
that ain't an ass name. Joseph Vance.
Vance is crazy. Like, well, who looks at their kid as a Vance?
Yeah,
but Advance Auto Parts. No, you know, I agree with your take last week. I really think he should go because, like, we're talking about Justin Fields again, who had never had that game before.
First 300-yard game of his entire career.
And wasn't at one point he had only, he was like 22 for 23.
Yeah, he was killing him. Yeah. He was dead ass killing him.
Like, yeah, he gotta go because, come on, something has to, I know.
But
like,
they came back, though. They did come back.
I know, but it's like these Broncos players don't exist out there, bro. Yeah. We know they're there. We know they're on the field playing football.
Yeah.
But
it's tough, man. It's tough to watch. That Broncos defense is giving up two historic performances in a row. 300 yards to Justin Fields and 70 points to Dolphins. Like, I don't even know which one's worse.
Yeah. Oh, now they're getting Zach Wilson next week.
Yeah, if they give up another just solid game even to Zach Wilson, like, that's demoralizing. To have this just three different things 3 weeks in a row. They come out with a win, though, you know, so, like, they got to feel a little bit better about that. But Justin Fields absolutely had his way. Ultimately, he made two mistakes.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
In the final three drives, essentially, fumble, which is return for a touchdown, it's even worse. Then they end up giving over on downs on that drive where you said they could have kicked field goal. They're on Denver 18-yard line, and it was 4th-and-1, trying to ice the game. But if you don't get it, then all of a sudden, game gets iced out.
You literally kicked the field goal.
Right. It's unreal. Looking back at that, there's really just no reason in the world why I would think to do that. But, hey, that's why Eberflus is going to have most of 1 year, I feel.
Yeah.
Most of this year left, and then he'll never be a head coach again. No. But I don't know. The Denver Broncos, I don't think, are going to win anything else. I'd be shocked.
That sucks, but I'll sit here and still say, like, they got the talent to. Like, even on that defense.
They just released, like, Randy Gregory, though.
Yeah, because they're trying to focus on their younger defensive players.
You can do both. Yeah. Like, you're already paying the guy.
Right.
So why now?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure there's bonuses and stuff, but he's hitting the cap right now.
Yeah.
You can't tell me, like, whatever savings they're going to get right now, they're going to use on somebody else this season. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So there's just no reason why you wouldn't want to have that talent in the room and help him be a mentor for the young guys. If he's not willing to talk people through it, still just let them watch this guy. He's a talent. He's been in this league for a while. There's no reason for that unless you're trying to tank.
If anything, this Sean Payton era has been really confusing so far.
Yeah.
like I said, I thought he was going to come in on his white horse.
Yeah.
You know,
save him.
Be a dickhead, but he just came in and he was immediately a dickhead, putting people down, looking horrible, sounding horrible.
Worried about
the
dress code.
Team is playing horrible. Yeah, it's all bad over there.
Yeah.
But if you guys like this podcast so far, make sure you guys drop a like, subscribe. We're going up. Get on the train.
Lock in.
Who is your guys' performance of the week real quick from the prior week? I mean, I think we have one obvious one. I think Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds solid.
Yeah.
But, you know, so Christian McCaffrey, 4 touchdowns. Absolutely. Like, imagine betting that. Like, I feel like you'd have, like, a whole down payment for a house.
Yeah.
Like, it's honestly not as much money as you think because he kind of does stuff like that.
Yeah, but 4 touchdowns is
pretty...
If
you put $100 on 4 touchdowns, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a few thousand. It's not as crazy as you think. I'll tell you.
Okay. All right.
But
either way, you know, four touchdowns was crazy. I mean, I kept looking at my phone just seeing Christian McCaffrey touchdown, Christian McCaffrey touchdown, Christian McCaffrey touchdown. It was nuts.
Yeah.
AJ Brown, he absolutely goes off. I think, you know, save the Eagles there. And Stephon Diggs. Sorry to mention it, Bill. But
No, I get it, man.
Three touchdowns himself.
He's another squeaky wheel. A.J. Brown and Stephon Diggs are both kind of in a similar circumstance where they haven't been super happy with their offenses. They say something about it, they get fed. They get the ball. It makes a lot of sense.
I picked both of them.
The Dolphins have given up to number one receivers. Xavier Howard doesn't shadow, and we miss the hell out of Jalen Ramsey, who never even played for us. So it's something that I'm hoping he's back by the time we next see the Bills, which is week 18, right before playoffs. It's last week of the season.
So when's he supposed to come back? How's he looking? How's he feeling?
Nobody wants to say the words ahead of schedule. Everyone seems to think that he's ahead of schedule, and he was set to be back sometime in December. So, okay. Seems to be doing good. It's on the sidelines. He's not in a brace. He's not in anything. Like, it's just recovery. And everything seems to be smooth.
He's not going
to
go out there when he's not fully healthy.
Right,
that's a big
right.
piece, bro.
Yeah, we don't need him to make the playoffs. We need him
in the playoffs.
But at the same time, I don't want the Dolphins to have to go through Buffalo. So, I want the division. Because I saw what happened when we went to Buffalo.
It looks spooky, gang.
And it looks
spooky.
It doesn't look good any other year.
Stephon Diggs was...
I was going to say... Beer. So, going right into that. Going right into that. That's a good segue. You know, the Bills, the Buffalo Bills looked absolutely fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole world was saying, who's going to take down the Dolphins offense? Who's got an answer for the Dolphins offense? It was the Bills. They had an answer for the Dolphins offense. They also had an answer for their defense as well. Because Josh Allen was obliterating those guys.
Yeah, it was bad.
The thing I love most about it is that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, the connection is back, and it's very electric. Sorry that it came on your demise, Bill.
That's all right, man.
But yeah, man, the Buffalo Bills, they reestablished themselves with this game, which is one of the things that we were looking for.
Right.
As Sean McDermott comes out of that looking like a genius, Mike McDaniel coming out and just like audibly saying in front of a camera, I respect the fuck out of you. He's a good defensive mind, and that Palms defense that they ran, I wasn't familiar with it until watching that game, and it looked like the perfect counter to, it's like rock, paper, scissors against our offense. And it just, they had us as soon as they switched to that. First two drives, smooth, right down the field, touchdown.
Yeah.
Then they switched to that, pow, we can't move the ball. It's just, we got crushed all of a sudden. It was like we had them entirely figured out, and this game was going to be 65-72. It was going to be something crazy.
I had that bet in.
Yeah, bet that exact score.
I just needed 2.5 yards.
Yeah, bet the alternate over for 100 points.
Yeah.
But Achane still looked good, bro.
He looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the silver lining here. 100 yards.
Is he the guy, or Mostert? Is it still Mostert's job?
So, it's a nice combo.
Yeah, it's going to be both. They like Mostert because he knows that offense.
Yeah.
He's been with
Jeff Wilson better get those claps in.
And that's the thing though, Jeff Wilson, as soon as he's back, he's our goal line guy. We don't have a guy like that currently playing. So I do think he'll be active. I think particularly in a week where like you're playing the Giants, we could use a guy like Jeff Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, because once this game is, you know, I'm hoping that we've got a nice 30-point lead and we've got the third running back in.
30-point lead is crazy.
It's true.
It is, but like, I don't want these guys on the field potentially getting hurt.
I can say all these teams look bad, but I feel like the Giants look pretty fucking stinky.
They looked real bad.
Yeah, I mean, this was a big game for the Dolphins, but I think the one thing I love for Miami is that this is week 4. So they get to work on this when they get to see Buffalo again. Because, I mean, the AFC could come legitimately all down to Buffalo and Miami.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, still you got
the final week of the season.
Yeah.
Nice
and
little setup.
And you still got the Ravens and the Chiefs. You know, they're there. But I think this was, you know, whoever comes out of this game, in my opinion, is now the number one team in the AFC. Especially if the Bills were to smack the Dolphins, which they did. But, yeah. My biggest take is I hope Josh Allen stays out the media because I know the media is about to start this hype train. Get ready to be annoyed, boys.
Yeah,
we're about to get this Josh Allen MVP hype train. It already started. His odds are already, you know, looking good. If he can stay away from that noise. I think the Bills, honestly, I'll say it here, I definitely think they're a Super Bowl contender just because the way they run when the defense is looking good and they're making plays, and then you got on the other side, you got Josh Allen connecting with Diggs, you know, looking very, very good, not making mistakes. You know, that Bills team looks pretty unstoppable. But once Josh Allen starts buying into his own hype, that's when he starts running into fucking brick walls and fucking throwing picks.
I still
think
the AFC goes through those dudes in Kansas City, man. You know?
Yeah. And then I'm not...
tough to argue.
Yeah.
But as of right now, from what I see in the first 4 weeks, if I'm looking at who's actually, you know, the best team right now, I feel like it came down to the Bills and Dolphins this week.
You know who's worse than the Bears?
Who?
The Steelers.
The Steelers.
They have
so random.
We
weren't even talking about the Bears.
I'm just saying. He said the best team is the Bills.
Okay. All right.
And I think the worst team is dead the Steelers, bro. They're the worst 2-win team I've ever seen.
But they got
dude,
two
last
wins.
Last year they were the
awful.
Bro, but the last year they were the worst whatever win team. The year before that they were the worst whatever team.
They're all awful. They're gonna be the worst 500 win percentage team of all time. That's the way Mike Tomlin lives. He finds a way to squeak out being at or above 500 all the time.
Yeah.
With some of the best rosters and some of the worst rosters. That's kind of where he lives.
Yeah. Bengals are bad too, but
The Bengals look rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we all expected Joe Burrow to have a bounce back here. Myself included. By all means.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot of shit about Joe Burrow. I didn't expect him to be that bad.
Any last takes on the Dolphins and Bills?
No. Give the ball to James Cook. That's what I was at, yeah.
James Cook looks great all of a sudden. Like I expect them to take a step forward this year. He's taking a leap forward.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they have a running back. I didn't want to believe that the Bills could actually feed a good running back, but they've got one here. He looks like the real deal. Same with Achane. Like I really think that Dolphins have something here, and they need to continue to work him in, get him involved in the receiving game more than they did this week. But hey, like he came like a jet.
What was your guys' built different takes of the week then? You know, mine, I know I just said the Bills and the Dolphins, but mine is that the Baltimore Ravens are officially here. I think, you know, Lamar Jackson, another week of scoring a couple touchdowns. They did it against the Browns, which was their division rival. I think what that shows you out of Baltimore is that they're going to step up during the games that matter. That's kind of not what they're used to doing, but I guess they're finally starting to show that. I love it. I love how it looked. I know the Browns, you guys didn't have Deshaun Watson in the game. Maybe it could have been different, but it was also 27-3. So
did you watch the game?
Huh?
Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Ravens look smooth. I get it. You know,
they scored three of their touchdowns within the 40 because they had the ball in the 40.
You still
got to
score the touchdown.
I get it.
When you have Justin Tucker there, like that's kind of the expectation.
Too,
but
yeah, I don't know. I didn't learn anything from that game, bro. I won't learn anything from the Pittsburgh game.
But
they should kill this Pittsburgh.
But
they
either
should
way,
kill the Browns when we're always
yeah,
on defense.
But the Browns, which are known for all season as to only giving up 6 points a game, no matter where they start.
No,
from
but
the 40
if you're,
or
if
the
you're
50,
always, but if you're always playing, if your defense is on the field majority of the game, any offense is going to score, bro. Any
for
offense
sure.
is going
to
score.
But the Browns, this is supposed to be the best defense in the league, and the Ravens still scored 27 points on their ass.
Okay.
I don't mean to get like that.
No. I get
you know.
It.
I mean, because, like, we weren't even looking at the
if
Browns.
If you look at the
we're,
stats.
We weren't even looking at the Browns for their offense anymore. I mean, yeah, Deshaun Watson's going to need to perform for you guys to do something. But after the Nick Chubb injury, we're kind of just looking at the Browns' defense to take it away.
I mean, if you're just looking at just the numbers, then yeah. But if you're, like, if you got to put things in perspective, game. Like, Darius Slay got hurt in the Commanders game. Did that affect 31-34? Yeah, because Jahan Dawson just scored on the opposite corner.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like those contexts, like, matter.
Yeah, and those contexts are true. But still, the Ravens showed up against a very tough defense and got the job done.
Yeah, they beat us.
Like, 27-3. That was like...
It was 28-3.
20, oh, Even worse.
It was 28-3, but like...
That's a full 25 points now we're talking.
I don't know.
My takeaway from that game was they were out...
Time out. He had 186 yards.
Two touchdowns?
Right.
Yeah, he didn't throw for 200 yards.
It's because of what you said.
Exactly. So what did we know?
The Ravens showed up against a tough defense, their division rival.
No.
I didn't say Lamar had a spectacular game.
He threw it less than 20 times.
And it got the job done.
Because, you know, and that's the thing, you don't have to. To me, it's a little of both. I think the truth is in the middle of what you guys are saying. I think we learned something. I don't think we learned everything about the Ravens. The fact that they were able to have positive plays more often than not,
right.
That's something that nobody else has done against Cleveland.
For sure.
They were able to move better against Cleveland than other people did, they were on the field for the whole damn game.
Yeah.
The time possession was super lopsided.
Exactly.
Rookie quarterback John Harbaugh took advantage. I didn't learn anything about them defensively here. They did what they were supposed to do on defense, got the ball back to the offense quickly, but just the general positive play percentage where going into the week, the Browns were stopping opponents at zero or less yards on majority of their plays. I thought that's what we learned about the Ravens. It means they're good. It doesn't mean they're great.
I just think like there's like the Bills are better still. I think the Chiefs are better. I think the Dolphins are better.
The Chiefs, I think, are suddenly a question mark. But again, like you can't question the end product. They're going to get it figured out, I feel. But, yeah, I think there are a lot better offenses. It's just paired with what I feel to be still a very, very good defense in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think the Baltimore Ravens could be a problem in the AFC.
They're definitely going to be. They're probably winning the division for sure. I'm not saying they're ass. I'm just saying, like, I really won't know until what they are until, like, they play, like, the Lions in 3 weeks.
That's
the Lions.
That's going to be a good game.
That's a fun statement to exist right there. We don't know who they are until they face the Lions.
And I said that with
Detroit.
And it's in Baltimore.
Shout out to Jerry.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Jared Goff.
Big shout out to Jared Goff. That was a fun game.
So what's your build difference take of the week?
For me, it's Houston Texans and CJ Stroud. I think CJ Stroud is here.
Love it. Big clap for CJ Stroud.
Goes into that. We don't know what we've got until we're a good 4 weeks in. CJ Stroud has been consistently good.
They got a quarterback over there in Houston again.
And low-key, good receiving as well. I like their receiver set. John Mechie finally getting into the box score a little bit. Tank Dell didn't this week, but still, they didn't need him for him to get 300 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. Nico Collins looked like the real deal this week.
He
looked really good.
Yeah.
So, I think they have enough there. Dalton Schultz is a good tight end. And, you know, Damian Pierce hasn't really gotten going yet. He's a capable running back. They've got enough on offense. And D'Amico Ryans will have that defense
locked in, yeah.
They're already solid. And I think they're going to continue to take steps forward throughout the year. So, that is a division that's kind of wide open. So
Right. It really is wide open. Because the Colts can lock in. The Titans, I guess they can lock in. They stink. I told you guys they stink. No, but they beat the Bengals, and that's like my take of the week is that I think the Bengals, I think they're about to be 1-4. I think they're about to go into Arizona and lose.
Really?
I really think that, bro.
Dobbs.
I think Dobbs. Like, I just feel like...
I like Dobbs.
Burrow's hurt.
And I hope Dobbs stays in the league.
Hurt, and he's... Burrow's hurt, and that O-line is poop, man. So... And the coaching is ass, too. So, I don't know. I think my big different take is I think the Bengals are in some serious trouble.
Yeah. Just to... Let's hit on both of those. Let's take a deeper look into that game. But Arizona, going into San Francisco... Going in the fourth quarter, it was 16-21.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that the 49ers, if not the best team in the league, at least top two.
Yeah, the best team in the league for me.
Yeah.
Who they played, but yeah.
Right. That's the only reason I have a hard time, like, announcing them as the top. The Bills look great to me. So, it's tough to say. But either if not one, then top two. Yeah. But Arizona contended. Josh Dobbs.
They've contended in every game they've been in this year. I love it.
They shouldn't be in the Giants.
They got two. Yep.
They shouldn't be in the Giants. They shouldn't be in the Commanders.
They should be 3-1. If for whatever reason Houston falls apart, they have two really solid picks.
Yeah.
Even if I think that pick will be like mid-round in the first if they continue on this trajectory. Sure. Man, Arizona's going to be spicy next year, especially if they get Kyler back. I mean, I don't, you know, whatever. I still think Kyler's good. That's a conversation for a different...
I like Kyler, too.
Yeah, I think our plans
for him coming back.
Yeah, no, he's definitely coming back this year.
Oh, now he is.
He's coming back this year.
Now that he knows he's got a little team behind him instead of, like, a whole bunch of bullshit that we thought it was.
I think with the play, like, I think if Josh Dobbs is playing okay, I think Kyler will be able to play just a little bit better.
You know, Kyler was electric at one point.
That's my guy. I'm an Oklahoma guy.
I feel like that there was one season where I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years ago that he had a phenomenal first half of the year and then just kind of face planted towards the end. But we've seen it before. He can play, and this team seems like this team they got something here.
Right.
I didn't see it coming, but besides that, Bengals. Yeah. I'm confused because I don't know if it was Joe Burrow's ego or if it was the Bengals just kind of like, hey, you got to play. Can you just, you know, can you go out there for us? But
no, I think it's competitiveness. He wants to play.
Yeah, but he shouldn't. If the injury is this bad to where it's making him look this horrible, because I don't think Joe Burrow's this bad. He's not.
I don't think he's that bad either.
No. On his own, he's not this bad. His offensive line is a little bit better. It sucks to see. Like, he should have sat out the first 2 or 3 games of the season, no matter who it was against, because you get him full strength against the Titans, they probably win that game. You know what I mean? Because it's, you know, if you want to use that point for the Ravens, you know, the Bengals' defense is on the field, like, every single fucking game. They already feel like they played a full season in these first four games. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. No, you're right. You're right about that. That's why I don't bring up the defense. I bring up Burrow and play calling and the coaching. Like, you know,
I don't even know if it's play calling at this point, because Joe Burrow on his own can, like,
they're not creative.
Find a guy down the field when the play is set to be, you know, in the middle. But I don't know. I don't want to say they're done, but it's like...
I'm not saying they're done yet.
If Joe Burrow doesn't get healthy, he has nothing. He does not have his legs underneath him. It's clear as day. Like, he can't make a pass longer than, like, 5 fucking yards. Oh, that happened.
So, back to the Bengals.
Yes.
They're one loss away from matching last year's total losses.
Which is nuts.
They're one game away, and it could come against the Cardinals, who we picked to be the worst team in the league. So, there's something really amiss here. I feel that Joe Burrow rides confidence, and he's been a highly confident, outright arrogant player, which not in a bad way. He's rode that high confidence into completing improbable balls across the field to jump ball receivers in Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. It's an offense that's not built to last, I feel. It's an offense that can get figured out. And if he's not perfect, if he's not precise, then that's not going to work. And, you know, the arm power, the throwing strength, it doesn't just come from upper body. It doesn't come from the arm, right? Like, he has to drive with that calf. And when he can't do that and he's not slinging the ball 60 yards in the air to Ja'Marr Chase, who's wide open down the field, then, you know, the offense loses a big element that really opens everything else up. I think knowing that he can't do that, defenses are able to lock in on the short term stuff, right. Short game.
Because it's not like Mixon. It's not like Mixon's anything sensational either. So he's not opening up the field.
Right.
And they can't run the football. They can't pass the football. They can't protect the football. They can't protect Joe Burrow. Like,
and there
why are we still giving them the football?
Right. So they're a one look offense. That's kind of the thing. Like, you don't see Joe in any phase of Joe Burrow's career. You haven't really seen him progress through a bunch of looks and be, you know, proud of the decision making that he's doing.
Right.
It's he gets it to the open guy if the first guy is open. So just the first guy is typically open when your guy is Jamar Chase. So I really think Joe Burrow is a product of the team around him a lot and his own confidence. He doesn't have any confidence right now. So we gotta see if he can get it back. And the Arizona Cardinals are a team you can get it back against. I don't think he will either. I'll take the Cardinals with you.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Lions, they're 3-1 now. The Detroit Lions looks like they have like a direct path to the division now that they absolutely conquered
the Lions.
The Packers.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, the score was a lot closer than it actually was, but that first half, that Lions defense contended with every defense in the league.
Yeah.
Like that Lions defense looks scary when they're actually trying. Their offense, they're getting Jameson Williams back 2 weeks earlier now. So this is crazy. They're facing the Panthers this week. So if they're already on a high, now they're going to be facing a team that hasn't won a game yet this year. Shout out to Jared Goff. Like, he hasn't even had a Jared Goff game yet, in my opinion, where he's like out there throwing for his magical 350, 400 yards, you know, booming like three touchdowns. He hasn't even done that yet. He's literally let everything else take care of itself. How we feeling? I fucking love this. The Detroit fucking Lions.
Yeah, I'm hyped for them, bro. I also want to thank the Lions for cooking the Packers, because I'm taking the Packers against the Raiders because I think the Packers are just way better than the Raiders.
Yeah.
Vegas thinks that opposite. But besides that, yeah, man, Jared Goff throws a pick. We're like, oh my God. And then he comes back in, locked in. Yeah. David Montgomery's a dog. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs, that's why I didn't draft Jahmyr Gibbs. I hate competition. I should have drafted David Montgomery ADP, but like, yeah, I think that team's locked in, and they're getting J-Mo this week. So
yes,
we'll see how that goes.
Like, Amonra's already looking fucking spectacular.
I'm intrigued to see how they use J-Mo.
Sam Laporta's looking great.
It should be a Laporta, J-Mo, Amonra. I don't want to see Khalif Raymond or Josh Reynolds really getting the football. Yeah.
But it's crazy because like Raymond and Josh Reynolds, they're solid. They're good.
They're really good.
Gonna be the ones that get the random touchdowns because everyone's worried about everybody else.
Yeah,
that,
I'm with you.
It's
on
good.
That.
They're capable.
I'm with you on that.
But like, I feel like if the Chiefs had those two instead of what they have now, I feel like they'd be a little bit better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a football team. That's a team. That no one cares about individual shit.
Yo.
Like, Aiden Hutchinson's tied for the most pressures, QB pressures with like the top end rushers this year. Like, I think that's a football team. Like, cause Amon-Ra is like a person you give the ball to, like Puka, bro, or Cub.
Yeah.
You can just give him the football every time he's open, right?
Absolutely.
But, like, he doesn't care about that. It's
no.
all about the team and they win, bro. So, I fuck with
that. Now, him and, like, Jameson Williams side by side.
I
gotta watch that game, bro. I gotta watch
Jared,
it.
Jared Goff might be underthrowing niggas or people and shit like that.
He said the...
I can't be saying that.
Hope we cut that.
Nah.
Tom's about to get in some trouble. But, I got a couple different takeaways from that. Some weird things about the Packers. First off, I think they really missed David Bakhtiari a lot. And
that's fair.
They were in that back. Honestly, I saw Detroit defenders in the backfield more than I saw Aaron Jones out there. So
they barely made the
football. They didn't give Aaron Jones the ball till like late in the second.
Yeah, he ended up with 5 carries for 18 yards. So I don't know what's going on there. If you can't run it, it's one thing. Like, he
might have still been hurt. I don't even
three.
Know.
I think he is. I think it was part of that. I don't understand why A.J. Dillon can't get going at all either, but neither here nor there. Jordan Love looked a little bit better in certain elements, a little worse in others to me. Completion percentage. He's been like 50% completion. He ended up more closer to the league average. He was at about 65-66% completion percentage. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see him a little bit more on target. And he was. except for when he was throwing it to the wrong team.
He found Christian Watson too, which I like.
Yeah. So that was good. So
Watson's first game back.
Gave me Jordan Love can be a little bit more on target. He's got the talent around him. I like Reed. I think Reed is a good. He's gonna be a good receiver in this league.
Right.
Him, Dobbs, and Christian Watson, they have like the youngest receiving core imaginable, basically. I know, yeah. And if
these were all the losers that Aaron Rodgers didn't like.
Yeah.
I call them losers.
Yeah, he basically called them out anything but losers, bro.
He
was shitting on them before he left.
I was showing them too when he was like, you literally could have Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
You could have had Devontae Adams and Jefferson. Like, yeah. Come on, gang.
I get
come
it.
On,
I get
bro.
It.
Like, that's OD. And yeah. You're like, nah, we're going to go with Jordan Love. What? I'm telling everybody in that shit to eat a Frank, bro. Dead ass, bro. I'm like, nah, bro. Y'all's violent, bro. I'm out of here. I'm going to New York. I'd rather have Nathaniel Hackett than all y'all. That's what he said, bro. That's exactly what he said. But nah, Jet Reed, Watson, and Dobbs are dogs, bro. And Luke Musgrave, too. Even though he fucked over my pop parlay.
Yeah, it was one bell yard.
Yep. No, that really sums everything up, I need to say about the Packers. Thanks for wrapping that up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Over to the Lions side, I'm with you, man. Like, I really wish I had more Montgomery on my fantasy team.
Like, bro.
I did avoid Gibbs. Like, I was not as high on Gibbs as everybody else was.
But he's a good for keepers.
Yeah.
But, like, his ADP was
immense talent. Yeah. I don't know that the Lions know how to use it. They did the same thing with Swift. You see what Swift is doing now with the Eagles.
I don't know if it's not that they don't know how to use it. I think Gibbs is going to be good as the bell cow back rather than the guy that's splitting time Montgomery.
Right.
So,
but they'll never make him a bell cow back, I think.
I think they will eventually, just not this year.
Yeah, right. I thought that with Swift too, and you see where he is now. So they had the same kind of idea, and it does confuse the hell out of me that they traded out, they had to trade up to get Gibbs, and they traded away Swift. Gibbs is Swift. Like, I just don't understand what the
when,
whole
that's
idea.
Why I was, and they got a C+ draft grade, and that's why when I was watching it, the draft, I was very confused, because it was like, don't you have David Montgomery? And the other, like,
that's what
don't
I was,
you have,
they,
like,
you
like,
have
Craig Reynolds, needed. Like,
but they saw in Gibbs, which what I saw in Gibbs is a fantastic, could be a nice two-way back. I think, like, the Lions, they're not necessarily playing for, like, okay, let's put all our chips in for a Super Bowl right now. Let's build a sustainable team that's going to win year after year after year. And I think that's what they did. Like, of course, yeah, they got David Montgomery in free agency. He's going to be, you know, your guy that's going to take most of the snaps. But might as well get Gibbs while you can get him for, I'm not saying they got him for cheap, but it's not like they had to spend everything to get that draft pick. So, I mean, I still like it. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, you never know. Montgomery could go down, and Gibbs is going to shine once he's given that ball, you know, primarily.
Yeah, I mean,
and they got the whole season to figure it. They're 3-1 with
this. I hear you. Just in the week that they didn't have Montgomery, that's not what we saw.
Yeah.
So, I just don't know if they know how to use the elusive guy. But 32 carries to Montgomery. They're getting it done when Montgomery's healthy.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there about the Lions actually being good. They know how to use the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Running back room, when it's healthy, if they stay healthy, I think Lions are just going to eat people alive when they're literally going to be chewing kneecaps on their way to the end zone. And drive in, drive out. And you saw that against the Packers, which I don't think is a terrible run defense, but the line just pushed them all over the place. They won at the line, and they're going to win a lot of games based on that.
Yeah. And my last take is, you just love to see it, right? You know, they went into the off season, and it was like the one thing they needed to do was that they needed to, you know, work on their defense, right? Because their defense still had every hole on planet Earth on their defense. They needed to work on that and just keep their offense. They made a couple changes on their offense, but defense, they patched up every single hole and then some. And we're here. We're in the Detroit Lions era, I guess, man. Like, this is great.
It's their division. I really think it's their division here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're locked in.
They got Teddy Bridgewater just in case. They've shown that they can do without, like, one of their major wide receivers.
Shout out Brian Branch, too.
Like, they're...
Yeah. He's a dog, man.
They're in it, man. They're in it.
He got banged up there. I hope
their defense looked
good,
great without CJ. So, I'm here for it, man. Shout out to Jared Goff.
Shut up.
But the last thing I really had for week four was that the Fly Eagles fly. Just wanted to touch on that game real quick. Listen, the world can say what they want about the Eagles, about how they look rough this year so far, which I would agree. But this game right here, like, we sat here last week and established the Commanders as a good team.
Yeah, just because
it was close now against the Eagles doesn't take away from the fact that the Commanders are a decently good team.
They're solid.
You know, and the Commanders were throwing everything at Philly as well. Like, their playbook was fucking insane.
Yeah, the play calling, yeah. They played out of their
ball. Bro, they were throwing shit out of their ass. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
They really wanted to win that game.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely did. And I thought it was really good to see by the Eagles that at the end of the day, you know, a team kind of picked them up by their ankles and they were able to clutch it. They clutched the win.
Right.
They clutched the last touchdown. Then it got tied. Then they went in and clutched the overtime. I think that was needed. I think the Eagles needed a wake-up call because they won these first three games with shitty play calling and it was just too easy. And this game they needed, I think they'll be alive moving forward. I think we're going to get a lot of the last year's Eagles moving forward from here.
I think that's a perfect segue. I have one more thing I want to talk about week four, just Rams-Colts.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool game to watch. Rams have really outperformed expectations to me. Puka looks like the real deal. And I got a couple things I want to talk about regarding next week. But before that, Anthony Richardson, he looks great too.
Yeah. That Colts team plays hard, man.
They do.
They could have won that game easily.
And they might get Jonathan Taylor back.
Yeah, it's crazy. If he wants to stay there. I mean, no, he's practicing today.
He's practicing, but we just need to know.
We all know that he doesn't want to be there. So I'm just kind of confused what's kind of going on there.
I don't know if things might change now.
No, he still wants to be traded. I think
he might be able to play with Richardson. Who knows?
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there, but if he knows that he's not getting traded anywhere this year, then he's going to hit the market.
Yeah.
As long as he plays eight games. So I wouldn't be shocked if he stays injured. I don't know about this ankle just yet until like week nine, and then gets his eight games in at the end of the season. But at the same time, that's a risky proposition. You get a little bit banged up and you have to miss a game or two, you're in trouble. So I do think he's probably going to end up playing right away. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be ready to get fired up. I don't know. I don't know how hard he's going to run. I don't know if he's going to really put forth that extra effort. But at the same time, he needs to maximize that next contract.
I was going to say,
he might run for 200 yards a game.
Are you still paying him if he like has a similar year to last year, this year? Like
The next team? Probably not.
That's what I'm saying.
So he might have to come out and prove something. And if you got Anthony Richardson trying to prove something and Jonathan Taylor trying to prove something,
this could be a good team to watch.
They're spunky. They're not going to win many games, but they're going to be like, wow, they got
a boy. This is a team to watch.
Spunky team of the week.
You got to.
It's going to be called Smoke Talk.
Word of the week, Spunky.
Spunky team of the week.
You got any more takes from week four?
I was just going to say CMC for MVP.
I was going to say, it's funny, in his notepad, like, literally it's titled Week 4, CMC MVP.
CMC, bro, if he's locked in, he could potentially win MVP.
He's on an epic pace right now.
I think right now he's first. I mean, I don't think there's no doubt in that. I mean, I have him first, too. I think I have Josh Allen second, Tua still third, because, you know, his first three games were just astronomical. I don't know, like, people are trying to give, you know, Patrick Mahomes some props, you know, a couple other guys, but, you know, CMC has to be up there. Justin Jefferson as well. I mean, I know they're losing, but, like, he's still been unreal.
He's still killing,
Yeah, the Vikings fumble that bag somehow. Wow, that's going to be shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey's currently on pace. With doing what he's currently doing, he's on pace to be 50 yards short of 2,000 yards. So, first back to do that in a while.
Yeah. And I think he can if he stays healthy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like, what's going to hold him back from that is when the 49ers are up by 20 and 30 in a lot of these games.
Yeah.
And he gets pulled in the third quarter, fourth quarter.
But I think if he's still got, like, 1,800, but he still scores all of these touchdowns, he still has a strong case.
Absolutely.
What is your guys' game of the week, week five? I'll begin. I got the Chiefs and the Vikings, right? So the Chiefs, what I want to see out of them this game is I want to see Patrick Mahomes start connecting to these receivers. I get it. They're not the best receivers in the world, but now this is week five. You've gotten to practice with them. You're our new era's GOAT. You know, this is going to be the Vikings defense. I think Patrick Mahomes has to have a good performance this week, or there's going to be a lot of question marks attached to this team. And for the Vikings, you know, I mean, let's see. I mean, I love that it's Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. I think that makes the game exciting for me. But I really want to see, like, I'm like, out of any team this week, I really want to see how the Chiefs do. I have another spotlight, but that's when we get to the next segment. But I think Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, there's going to be a lot of star power attached to this game. I still think the Vikings can pull this out, save their whole season. If they don't, we'll talk about that next week if they don't pull out, which is a great chance. But that's my game of the week. I hope to see some fireworks in that game for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if Jefferson wants to play for Kansas City, which there's randomly a lot of rumors about that. But
for my game of the week for this week, for week five, I got Bengals and Cardinals. I'm so dead ass too. Like, I'm really intrigued on how does that Bengals team bounce back. Like, when I mean the Titans looked awful against the Browns, they looked terrible. It looked like they shouldn't, like, be on the same field. It just looked amazing. Like, we got Derrick Henry throwing touchdowns. Like, do whatever they want to fucking do to these, like, dudes. Like, whatever. So it's like, I think in Arizona, crowd's gonna be there for them.
Yeah.
I think, and they're underdogs. I don't know. I think it's a good game to watch and see what the Bengals do. So that's what I have.
Derrick Henry only has one less passing touchdowns than Joe Burrow so far this year.
My quick opinion, just because you're saying the Cardinals are going to win this one.
I don't know yet. We'll see right in the pod.
You think the Cardinals are going to win this one?
I'm taking Cardinals here.
All right, Bill's taking the Cardinals here, so I'll just look at you when I make this take.
I'm taking the Cardinals, too. All
right, I'm taking the Bengals. I think this is going to be Joe Burrow's get-right game. If it's not, I'm done with the Bengals this year. They're going to be 1-4, lost to the Cardinals. I think we can pack them up, get Joe Burrow off the field, get him healthy for whatever the fuck that's going to be worth. I got the Bengals in this game. Cardinals, they're showing me something good, man. I like what I'm seeing in Arizona. Because I know I roasted them week one. I said their coach is very terrible at giving speeches. You know, who took the bus today? Who walked? Burn you up?
But they play hard,
right,
bro.
Right. Like, so whatever he's doing, right? He got, you know, Dobbs is out there making memes at his own team's shop. I love what's going on in Arizona. Kyler, you know, he's ramping up. Kind of reminds me of Zion. Like, remember when Zion Williamson didn't want to play in New Orleans, and all of a sudden they got a good team, and now he's like, I'm back in the gym, I'm ready to play.
He's still fat as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said he is.
But no, I like it. I don't think Joe Burrow's losing this one. Yeah. If he does, though, fuck Cincy. Yeah.
The thing is, man, Dobbs is playing mistake-free football, and that Cincinnati secondary
playing better than Joe Burrow
can get lit up.
Yeah,
I like a lot of weapons on Arizona this
year. Yeah, Bondell, Ertzy, and
I like James Conner, man. Michael, they suck against the run.
Michael Wilson's up and comer.
Yeah, right now. Mike Wilson's solid. Hey,
he's somebody I'm targeting in fantasy football leagues. Keep an eye on that. But I don't know. I think Hollywood's going to have a very good game. I think Ertz is going to have a good game. I think Michael Wilson's going to have
Zach Ertz.
Right.
Hell yeah. I love it. He's still alive and well, man. I love it.
Well is a strong word. I mean, the Cardinals aren't that good, but it's still.
But he's still playing football, man. A lot of people thought he'd be out the league at this point.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think James Conner could have a good day, too. So I don't see a weak point in that Arizona team that Cincinnati's really just going to lock in on. And Joe Burrow is a weak point. They can lock in on that right now. So yeah. Ja'Marr Chase doesn't want to be there. I can't blame him. This is weird.
It's a little blown out of proportion because, like, literally he answered that question and said, I'm always fucking open. It wasn't – I don't think it was a shot to Joe Burrow. I think it was more so he was talking up his game because a question
– play calling, bro.
Because literally a question before that he was defending Joe Burrow, like, through and through.
Yeah, they're boys. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but, like, and the thing is, not wanting to be there is not just a knock on Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
not wanting to be there is because they're not utilizing him properly.
And he's probably wondering how the hell he's going to get paid.
Right. And if you get stats like he's getting right now compared to what he's capable of, by all means, he's on pace for 1,000 yards plus, 1,100 maybe right now. But he doesn't have a touchdown yet. How does Ja'Marr Chase not have a touchdown through 4 weeks? That's wild. You're doing something wrong. So
no, he's very true.
He's snapping.
Yeah.
Bill is the
like Amari Cooper, like
Bill is the anything anti.
Nico Collins has more touchdowns than Ja'Marr Chase this year.
And more
Nico.
Two more in the last game than he has on the
year. Bro, Nico just simply Dobbs is outplaying Joe Burrow.
It's just like it's like, bro, it's like in preseason, like no one knows shit.
Yeah.
Cause everyone was like, oh, the Bengals. Oh, the Bears or the Broncos. And like the Texans.
You know,
the
Colts, I was saying all the Broncos,
Texans,
not the Bears.
Texans, Colts, and Cardinals just look better than them.
Yeah. Me and Bill were on that Texans train. Shout out H-Town. What's your game of the week, Bill?
So I'm torn here. I think we gotta have Cowboys 49ers.
I was about to say, yeah, there's the alley.
Yeah, we gotta have the Cowboys 49ers as at least one
That's
of our games.
That's gonna be a good one. That is gonna be a good one.
Before we really dive into that.
Or will it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It could really, I don't know. It could end up being a 49ers blowout. Right. And the Cowboys get it done against most of the teams they're supposed to, not the Cardinals. But I don't know. I could see them folding here.
It's going to be interesting because the only weakness to the 49ers defense would be that quarterbacks have been getting their throws off. But at the same time, I don't know if I still trust Dak Prescott yet. I mean, he hasn't really done anything amazing this year so far. And then on the other side, the Cowboys, they're very good against the run. So they're going to force Brock Purdy to throw a little bit more than usual.
Yeah.
And that kind of, I'm not saying it's going to take McCaffrey out of the game because he's a good enough running back to overcome a shitty defense and still get like, or a good defense and get like, you know, 50 yards, still have an impact. But man, there's a lot of, anything can happen here. I love it.
This is the first team that the 49ers have played, really. So I think we are going to learn a little something here. Like the Rams look pretty good against them. Don't get me wrong. Rams, I think, might have something. That's what I'm going to get into in just a minute. But realistically, the Cowboys, if they give the 49ers a run for the money, then maybe somebody sees a crack in that armor now. Maybe that somebody can actually knock them off in the regular season. Until then, Brock Purdy's just going to keep rolling because I don't know about Deshaun Watson's back next week or not.
We have a bye. He'll be back for the Niners game. He'll be back
Good. So, yeah, that's October 15th
he'll be back
for that. So, should be good.
There's a bunch of challenges coming up for Sam.
Yeah, and then Vikings, Bengals, and then Jaguars. So
Joe Burrow should be healthy by then. Come on.
Should be. But I think that confidence might be too far gone. So, we'll see. But the game I really like, though, is Rams versus the Eagles. I think the Eagles can get passed on, and Sam Howell proved that. You've got Matt Stafford, who helped Calvin Johnson set a receiving record, helped Cooper Kupp set a receiving record, and is on pace to...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Help Puka Nacua set a receiving record.
Puka.
Plus, you've got Cooper Kupp potentially coming back this week.
Yeah.
You got a guy that's on pace to set a receiving yards record and Cooper Kupp on the same field. That could be trouble. Not just for the Eagles. That could be trouble for the NFL.
Absolutely, but I think it'll be trouble for the NFL in week six if they're not one of the bye teams, because listen, Eagles are alive, man. Like, Jalen Hurts is gonna have a spectacular game. That defense is finally gonna get their feet under them. I don't know. I think Stafford still gets his 200 yards. I just think the Eagles are going to crush the Rams.
Puka Nacua might get 200 yards.
I think he gets 46.
All right, I'm taking that over. How about Cooper Kupp? If Cooper Kupp is back, what are we looking at?
I mean, he has to get his feet under him still, I would imagine. So I don't think he's going to... I don't know. It's Cooper Kupp, though, at the same time.
I was going to say, I think feet under him is like 80 yards, 90 yards.
We'll see. I mean, well, it's going to be... You're not wrong. It's going to be exciting. I just think it's going to be one of those... It's going to be a statement game for Philly.
It has massive shootout potential if Cooper Kupp is back. Even if not, I still think this is a game that I like a lot of points in.
I just think, you know, the Eagles, they're a very good team at doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think what needs to be done this week is the Eagles have to take care of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I think they know this. Like, I think they know they got to stop looking like shit, or they're actually going to start losing some of these games. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to absolutely lock in.
Yeah.
And I don't see this game being close. I'll bet on it, too. I'll take the Eagles minus 9.5.
Wow.
I think it's gonna be a double digit.
I'll take the plus points too. Wow.
You're against us on two things. We gotta come up with one more for the tiebreaker.
For the
rubber match.
All right, fair enough.
You got Bengals, well, we got Cardinals, you got Eagles minus 9.5.
My quick question to you guys is, besides all this, is there anybody else that you guys think has a spotlight on them? I'll give a quick answer. I think it's Trevor Lawrence. They got an easy win in London against the Falcons. They're in London again. But I think Trevor Lawrence in this game specifically, he has to wake up. It's going to be against the Bills too. It's going to be a tough challenge for them. I'm not saying they lose and they're out of the division or anything like that, but I think it's time for Trevor Lawrence to step up this season.
Well, I feel like there's no excuses for this game.
Yeah.
They're already in London.
Right.
Back-to-back games in London.
It's basically their home.
Yeah.
As true as that is, you're facing what people now believe to be the number one team in the AFC.
Right? Yeah.
And
if they want to establish themselves as contenders, they gotta at least be in this game or win this game.
That's the thing. We did go into this year saying that their potential Super Bowl.
Because their offense is ridiculous. And it's just Trevor Lawrence hasn't done shit yet.
Right. Yeah. So you got to unlock Etienne a bit more. Tank Bigsby can play a bigger role than he has. So you've got two good running backs. You got plenty of good receivers, good tight end. The quarterback has to get it done.
Yeah.
So I agree. It's a little bit of no excuses, but the Bills defense is a pretty good excuse. Right.
But and my thing was is against the Falcons is that the Jaguars defense didn't show me anything because you had Ridder literally throwing
to
her right to Jaguars defenders. I was watching that game at 9 o'clock in the morning wondering what the fuck was going on. And You got any... Any other spotlights?
Nah. That's the only one I have. The Cincy one.
Spotlight for me is the Raiders-Packers game Monday night. I really think that we're going to have to see something out of either Josh McDaniels or Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love has to continue to get more precise. This is a team you can do it against.
Right.
Or ultimately, if he does... The end of Josh McDaniels has to be here pretty soon because now you've got Devontae Adams speaking out, Josh Jacobs speaking out, Marcus Peters speaking out. The Raiders are crumbling. The Raiders are doing Raider things. And Josh McDaniels has to go if this trend continues.
Well, I also, too, I agree with you. Yeah, if he doesn't, if this continues, he's definitely out by the end of the season. I would say one more spotlight, though. I like Texans-Falcons.
That's a fun one.
It's a fun game. You know how I feel about the Texans. I think they stink.
But you feel the same way about Falcons too.
I mean, not the Texans. My fault.
I was about to say, wait.
You know how I feel about the Falcons. I think
they fucking stink.
They're bad. Desmond Ridder is awful.
Get him out.
Taylor Heidecke.
Get him in.
Here's the thing. Pause. One, two, two. I really want Caleb Williams to be a Falcon, and I want Arthur Smith to be gone. Because I think Kyle Pitts, Bijan, and Drake London would be able to do it. But they're probably going to put Taylor Heidecke in and win some games. So
yeah, I was going to say it sucks because even with Ridder in, like, the Falcons are just good enough to be mid to where their draft pick's not going to.
Right.
I think the Texans really well.
Caleb Williams on any block reportedly flat out said that he would only play for 5 teams. Cowboys, Vikings, Giants, 49ers, or the Raiders.
I don't know how much.
Raiders would be OD with Devontae.
I don't know without
Josh McDaniels. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. He would go. Yeah. And I'll tell you this: if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, not Cliff, fucking, I keep calling my guy Cliff Kingsbury. If I'm Lincoln Riley, I'm going, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going with Caleb. Fuck all that. Like Lincoln, you got USC. Not Lincoln. Cliff, they look like twins, but Cliff Kingsbury, you could have you because Cliff Kingsbury is the OC right now over USC. Yeah. He could
try to get his career back together.
Yeah, he could take care of USC, coach at USC for a little bit. But if I'm Lincoln Riley, Caleb, I'm with you. Like, Chicago, let's run that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because Chicago has back. And you're getting Marvin Harrison, like, if you're getting back-to-back picks if you're Chicago. Like, if I'm Caleb, I'm praying Chicago keeps losing.
Yeah.
Because that means Eagles loses out. Atlanta could still get Justin Fields or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Justin Fields could find a place. And, like, I could convince Lincoln Riley to come to Chicago, get Marvin Harrison. Now you have Marvin Harrison, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney.
Justin Fields is their backup.
Cole Kmet. You could draft a running back because I don't think Khalil Herbert can do it.
And then you could, like, Justin Fields could go to, like, Atlanta, you know what
he
I mean?
He could go to Atlanta. He's from Georgia.
I feel like that would be a good team.
He'd be way better than
Desmond
Ridder.
He'd be way better than Ridder, bro.
And Arthur Smith would still have to go, but, like, he would still be... I mean, what Arthur Smith is doing is still better than what... I don't know. Atlanta's O-line's kind of bad, too. But that's... We just kind of...
You're good. So to run real quick to get, you know, our short-worthy games here. The Bears and the Commanders are going to play on Thursday.
Yeah.
So can Justin Fields follow this up on that Commanders defense?
Follow up what? I mean...
Like a good performance. Can he chain two good performances together?
He's not getting 300 yards again, first off. But I think he can run.
Imagine if someone bet on Justin Fields 300 throwing yards. That's a mortgage payment.
That is. I mean, here's the thing. They're going to flush him out of the pocket. He's going to have to create. And if he can create, he can not only keep this game close, but he can put together another great fantasy stat performance.
Right, right.
But he's not winning this game. I think the Commanders are sound enough of a team to not blow it to the Bears.
And then last time they played at home, they got their ass booty whopped.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have the Commanders as, like, they're better than the Giants. I think with the way the NFC is going, they're even going to be fighting for a playoff spot. I like Sam Howell. I'm a big believer in Sam Howell. I said it, you know, the day he actually landed on a team when the podcast wasn't a thing. I said, wow, I love him for the Commanders eventually. They don't have Dan Snyder anymore, which is fucking great. It's a new culture up in there. I think they're... I don't know if it's going to necessarily be a blowout because it is the Commanders at the end of the day. But Sam Howell, man, I think he's going to have a day and a half against the Bears.
I like how you just said, I've got the Commanders being better than the Giants.
Yeah.
As if that's a real bar. It's like saying, I've got the Commanders being
better
than...
Well, Commanders were they were plus like 550 to win the division. The Giants were like plus 340.
I get that. But here, we're 4 weeks in, we know now. That's like saying that the Washington Commanders...
You got it, Bill.
Bill's right, though. They're better than the Arlington Renegades from the XFL. Like, it's not that different.
Yeah. You got any takes on that Bears?
I'm intrigued to see.
Might be the Redskins eventually again.
Last time they... It was a Thursday night game last year that was actually a pretty good game. Because part of me wants to do -7 Commanders, but...
I don't know. I'm intrigued to see what they do. Hopefully, in the bright lights, they could wake the fuck up. I think they're wearing the all orange Johns too, which are fire. So, it'll be exciting. We'll see.
Yeah. Baltimore and Pittsburgh, that's a good divisional game. On our 1 p.m. Our 1 p.m. slate.
I don't think it's a good one. Me neither. Kenny Pickett might not play. You might see Mitchell Trubisky in action.
That upset against Baltimore? No,
there's no chance.
Yeah, honestly, I think Mitchell Trubisky
is playing.
He gives them a better chance.
You think?
I think so. I still don't feel like Kenny Pickett is ready. He doesn't look like
Kirby's ready for the NFL.
Kirby?
Whatever the fuck his name is, I don't like him, bro.
Kirby Pickett.
My guy Kirby.
Shout out my dog Kirby, man.
My dog Kirby. No, I don't like him, man. Just like
Phineas and Kirby.
I think he's a quarterback that's only really gonna be good if he has like
the perfect play,
the perfect weapons.
If he was on the Niners, he'd be solid, man.
Right. Well, I mean, that's like, you know, that's for a lot of people, yeah. You know. a lot of people would thrive, man. Like, we're talking about Sam Darnold getting the whole like fucking rejuvenation of his career.
I feel like I did.
He hasn't played a snap.
And we're all like, Sam Darnold's really good.
Yeah. He hasn't played a single snap.
Sam Darnold might win the fucking Super Bowl, bro. Like,
yeah,
coming in for a couple meals.
Right. But all right, yeah, fuck that game. You guys are right. But just to touch on Green Bay in Las Vegas, I think it's going to be a lot better game just because, like you said, the Raiders need this win, but also the Packers need this win. Like, if the Packers need to stay within the grounds of the Lions because the Vikings, even at 1-3, I think the Vikings could still turn their season around. I think it could happen. Like, at the end of the day, when you got Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson,
bro, Kirk Cousins, bro?
Huh?
You like Kirk Cousins?
Bro,
like
I love Kirk Cousins.
That's crazy.
You like that? Yo, if the Vikings come back, you're going to hear that a lot. Yeah,
the Chiefs by 10. Chiefs by 7 or 10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But when it comes to the Raiders, I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a very phenomenal game against Green Bay. I think Jordan Love... I think it's all going to come down to him, like you said. I mean, he's going to have the field open to him. Will he find his receivers is going to be the question. We'll see. But I like the game. I think for a Monday night game, that is a very solid game that we're going to get. And like you said, if the Raiders lose this one, yeah.
And it's in the, what do they call it? Dark hole? What's the Raiders' home field? What do they call that?
We're going to go with Dark Hole.
Yeah, it's the Dark Hole. It's the Dark Hole.
I don't think it's the Dark Hole, but Black Hole. There it is. Yeah. The Black Hole.
I call it Legion Stadium, but...
Black Hole. If they lose it there against Jordan Love...
I don't know.
I like the over.
I think it's like the Raiders, they impress me because it's like you think they can't make stupider decisions and then they just keep doing it, you know? Like Jimmy G was your guys's... quarterback answer when you have you magically just happen to have Davante Adams and you magically just happen to have Josh Jacobs, but you just wanted Jimmy G to put around them. For all that, I would have just went with fucking Jarrett Stidham for all this fucking bullshit. Yeah. But
something I was a little wrong on, Aiden O'Connell looked
better than Jimmy
in the preseason.
G.
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't look great.
He's under your worst coach of all time.
Yeah.
And then he lost by a touchdown.
Yeah.
And the play culture, they could have scored that. Yeah, that was bad. That was also bad, too.
I thought he was going to do better than that, though. Honestly,
I had no expectations for him.
I came in with too high expectations for a rookie that had no expectations going into the draft or anything else.
Yeah.
That suddenly gets a start 4 weeks in that he wasn't supposed to get. Yeah, I had the bar set in the wrong place, but still, maybe he ends up being something someday, but not under Josh McDaniels.
Yeah,
you guys got anything else for Week 5?
Nah, that's it for Week 5.
I don't think Aiden O'Connell's going anywhere in this league. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no. You sign off with the Raiders,
you lose me.
Die.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the dark hole. You're fucked.
Black hole.
Like, that's a crazy name for a stadium.
Is it, or like?
Like, it's a good name, but it's not.
I think they call hold on.
Are the Raiders ever going to build a defense?
Raiders home field.
Ever? It's
That is the notorious Raiders.
The Death Star.
The Death Star. It's kind of like a dark hole.
A lot of things are dying. Yeah, a lot of things are dying there in Las Vegas. But all right, so I wanted to have a little, you know, little fun here before we close this up with all of our fantasy and betting
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to reminisce on some teams from the past.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like video game like teams. You know, just some teams you kind of wanted to shout out. So I'll let you.
I got Cam, man. Superman.
Yo, Cam Newton, man.
Those were that Luke Kuechly.
Never.
Greg Olsen.
Yeah, I never thought that I'd be like looking back on as much Cam Newton highlights as I am. But man, that guy was a fucking
dog.
My boy
Cammy Cam was a dog.
I'm a big Steve.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Smith guy.
Yeah, Steve Smith, Kim. They had Josh Norman on the opposite end. I think they had Julius Peppers 1 year.
Julius Peppers.
Yeah, they were good teams, so I had that.
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple teams. The first one is the 2010 Bengals team that went 4-12. I thought it was cool seeing Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens on the same team, even though it was fucking terrible. And Carson Palmer as a quarterback. That L just threw me all the way the fuck off in his name. I love that team. You know, 4-12. When I was a kid, I didn't even know they were 4-12 that year. I just thought that, oh shit, T.O., Ocho Cinco, let's go, let's ride, baby. But the real team that I really wanted to shout out, man, I've been looking back on their highlights a lot, but that 1999 Rams team with Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk. Yo, they were an issue because Kurt Warner had just a bunch of guys as his wide receivers, and he was just fucking slinging it to fucking everybody. And Marshall Faulk was just running through brick walls. You know, I love it. That's my team. I really respect Kurt Warner. I obviously wasn't, you know, capable of really understanding when he was doing his thing, but now that I'm watching highlights...
Yeah, he was a dog.
Yeah, I love the whole story.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Kurt Warner.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going with the 2004 Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
So we've got Peyton Manning, quarterback. We've got three different 1,000-yard wide receivers. Mm. Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Brandon Stokley. So, yeah. And on top of it, you got Adrian James in the backfield who ran for like 1,500 yards. So that offense was nasty. That was my go-to in Madden, first off. Get the play action 218 Marvin. Runs a little route like this, little angle route, and open 100% of the time.
A route like this. my Madden team was that 2012 49ers team with Cap. Like Cap, Vernon Davis, Crabtree, Randy Moss, Frank Gore. That was a fucking team too. I really wanted them to beat Baltimore. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I really wanted the 49ers to beat Baltimore. Even though like I predicted Baltimore, like I really...
Shout out Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Shout out Cap. He almost fucking won the whole thing. Imagine if Cap had a Super Bowl behind, like, all this shit.
Imagine Cap.
Where would the world be?
On the practice squad. The leader of the practice squad.
Captain.
Captain Cap.
Yeah, they made him a Cap. But they put a K. He's number C.
That's crazy. Just to make him feel special. That's nuts. Alright, so... it's time for Bill's block.
Let's do it.
Brother, take us away. You have almost won us money.
So
I mean, you have. You've given us great advice. Like, listen, guys, Bill's advice this year, I'll say it. I know I'm probably cutting you off, running through our time a little bit. But Bill's advice has really been sound this year. Like, has Justin, like, you predicted Justin Fields' performance basically through and through. 2 weeks in a row, you almost won big money on these lineups. Listen to what this guy says. I just put mad pressure on Bill.
These things are cash.
Also, Kenny Pickett is playing.
Okay, okay. Either, Trubisky would have given him a better chance. Yeah. So, last 2 weeks, Bill's block has cashed. In tournament lineups, 50-50s, wherever you're putting him in, you're over doubling your money. So, that's the name of the game. Build the cash roll. We're cruising here. Definitely time to hop on the wagon. Last year, or last week, rather, lineup was Justin Fields that came through, A.J. Brown that came through, Nico Collins that came through, a Baltimore Ravens defense that came through. Could have filled in with literally anybody else and you would have done fine. We had a couple small misses. If we had Tyreek Hill switch out for Stephon Diggs, would have really, really came through. But we talked about Diggs throughout the episode. You can get a little creative with these, but make sure you're locking in at least close and you're going to win some money here. So this upcoming week, we've got at quarterback, Josh Dobbs, firing it up, going for the value pick against the Cincinnati Bengals. Josh Dobbs has 23 or more points in half of his games this year. He's got a pretty much a goose egg against the Washington Commanders, but 17 points against Dallas as well. Would have been even more if they weren't blowing him out. They would have been passing more. So at running back, this is where we're really spending up. Well, you can spend up everywhere when you got Josh Dobbs, the quarterback. But we got David Montgomery as wide receiver one, going up against Carolina team that can't. Yeah, a running back, we got David Montgomery.
Yeah, these are wide receiver ruffle.
My bad. We got
David. I'll cut it out, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Sounds good. David Montgomery at running back, going up against Carolina Panthers. Guys averaging 20 points a game across the three he played in. Devon Achane as well, going up against the Giants. Absolutely crushing the past 2 weeks. Hard not to get him in the lineup. He might be chalky, but still lock it in. A wide receiver, going Puka Nacua. Who, even if Cooper Kupp is back, should still get a lot of attention from Stafford. Not enough attention from the Eagles to really stop anybody right now. So I think Puka Nacua should eat. Then I've got Tyreek Hill going up against the Giants as well. He was quiet last week, and similar to how we locked in on A.J. Brown last week, we're locking in on Tyreek Hill, who should have a lot more balls thrown his way. Should end up with a ton of targets. You get any against the Giants, you're bound to end up getting at least one touchdown. So I like Tyreek Hill a lot this week. We're doing the Cardinals stack here. We're including Michael Wilson and Zach Ertz as well. So we got three Cardinals in our winning lineup this week. Michael Wilson has quietly been a star. He's had 7 targets last week, which geared up to 23 points. But at his price, you only need a performance similar to the week prior, which only had 2 targets, still ended up with 9 points. Zach Ertz, still up there amongst tight ends for targets, but nice and cheap. And then wrapping up in the flex, we've got Zay Flowers going up against that Pittsburgh team who is ranked 26th against the pass. I like his value here. He's getting a ton of targets, hasn't really ran too far with them, so he's due for a nice week. Then I've got the Houston Texans defense. Desmond Ridder sucks. Lock in any defense against Atlanta Falcons right now. You should be fine. Houston Texans have looked better than they've scored, so you get them at a nice value as well. Although the past 2 weeks, they're at 12 and 13 points. That wraps up Bill's block, ladies and gentlemen.
Lock it in. Bill.
Hey, yo. Nah, I mean, listen, every time I question Bill, I feel like I've been wrong. So I'm done questioning Bill. Let's ride. Josh Dobbs, baby. Let's fucking go. All right, so now, let's move on to best bet. Bill gave us a nice little 3-leg parlay win last week. So what do you got this week? We going for 2 in a row?
Going for 2 in a row. So I like the over in the Giants versus Dolphins. I'm going to ride this over train until it crashes because they're capable of scoring a lot of points. And their defense is not capable of stopping a whole lot. They should do fine against the Giants, who are giving up 6 sacks a game pretty much on pace for an NFL record. But that also, sacks lead to good field position, which lead to more points. So I like over 48.5, even take that at 49, because I imagine that's moving up soon. I got Ravens at -2.5. I did bump that line just a little bit. I believe it's 3.5 or 4 right now, but I like 2.5. just to make sure you cash for that game-winning Justin Tucker field goal, because that's kind of the worst-case scenario. That's why I feel so confident in it. So I have that included. That part is minus 160, but got the overall parlay at plus 479 because we're including the under on Kansas City Chiefs and Minnesota Vikings. Kansas City's been stopping people. There haven't been a crazy amount of points in these Kansas City games. While the Vikings haven't, Kansas City hasn't looked great either. So I do think that Kansas City doesn't score as much as we're thinking. And ultimately, they're going to slow Vikings down enough at least to keep this in under at 53.5.
Okay.
So to recap, over 48.5 Giants Dolphins, Ravens -2.5, under 53.5 for Chiefs Vikings.
Deep. All right, Dom, what's your guys? So you guys are tied at 1-1 on the parlay wins this year so far. So what you got?
I got Stephon Diggs, 70 yards. I got C.J. Stroud, 250 yards. I like his matchup this year. And I got the Chiefs -4. I just don't think this Viking game is going to be close. I just think they stink. They barely beat the Panthers. I just think they really stink. So that's what I got.
And I'm with you. I could see that scenario playing out, which is also why I like the under.
I don't mind the under.
If they end up with 30, I don't see the Vikings getting more than 17.
Right.
So I'm with it.
So I got Eagles more than covering the spread. You know, I think their line right now is at 4.5 for them to win by.
Yeah.
I got them at, you know, I want to boost that up to 6.5 for this. I think they at least win by a touchdown.
Where'd 9.5 go?
Huh?
We're 9.5 go.
Oh no, yeah, but for the bet, we're at a best bet.
Okay.
If he's gonna go Diggs for 70 yards, I'm gonna take it easy on the Eagles. I got Garrett Wilson for a touchdown. He'll also be in my 5 touchdowns as well. I think, you know, Garrett Wilson's gonna see the end zone this week with a Zach Wilson with confidence facing the Broncos. I absolutely, you know, believe in that. And I got Jared Goff over in yards. He's facing the Panthers. Panthers, it seems like they're getting a little worse week by week. And I think Jared Goff is finally going to have his Jared Goff game. That's my little best bet there.
Over 235.5 is,
which is crazy,
is the prop. And
I would honestly bump that up to 300. I think with Jameson Williams back, I think Jared Goff is going to have a sensational game.
Yeah.
Even the 1.5 touchdowns, I love that too.
And that's the other thing. Jared Goff at home over 1.5 touchdowns is almost always a lock. It missed once this year, but still, generally speaking, Jared Goff is a beast at home. So I'm actually going to throw in an extra one just for the crowd here. I like combining Chiefs -4 with the under. I like combining Jared Goff and for over passing yards and over touchdowns.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's ride.
That's right. Let's ride.
All right, so now to the very, very competitive segment that we're all loving. 5 wins, 5 touchdowns. So right now, records above our heads. I had a really huge week. I went 5-0, baby. We got our second one. We're starting to look fucking good. We're starting to look like we actually know what we're talking about up here. But I'm 12-8 now with 6 touchdowns. Dom is 10-10 with 9 touchdowns. Bill is 13-7 with 5 touchdowns. So Bill's winning with record. Dom is winning with touchdowns. But I finally revived myself this week. I fucking needed it. I really locked in for that too. I was actually up all night for that one segment. When it was timed for it. So I'll go off first as usual. Let me just pull up the team so I don't make myself look like an ass here. So I got the Bengals over the Cardinals. I'll start off with that. I'm riding with this Joe Burrow get back game. Please don't let me down. You've let me down all year. I've lost bets because of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
The Bengals are gonna win. I know they are. It just doesn't even fucking make sense for him to lose to Dobbs. And if he does, clip the Bengals. I got the Raiders over the Packers. I think it's going to be a desperate game for the Raiders. I think Jimmy G is back. He's going to be playing. I think Devontae Adams is going to have a huge game. And I think Josh Jacobs is going to have an even bigger game. I would honestly see a 100-yard games out of Josh Jacobs this week, but I'll just leave him for the touchdowns. I'm not going to get too crazy with that. I got the Eagles over the Rams. You know, I think it's still a line where I can use them, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so I got the Eagles over the Rams. I think this is easy money. You guys think it's going to be a hard game. I disagree. I think the Eagles are going to fucking crush these guys. Okay. Send Matthew Stafford back to the retirement home where he should have been.
Okay.
I got the Texans over the Falcons. Week 5 of betting against the Falcons. Gotta keep it going. I got the Texans. I think CJ Stroud's gonna get this Houston team to 3-2.
Yeah, man.
They're healthy over there. It's fun to see. It's great. You know, they got a team. I love it. And you know, the Falcons, they don't. But the last game that I have is, and I'm surprised the line is even this close, but I got the Jets over the Broncos. Like, let's go. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Zach Wilson, give us a second week in a row for the memes, for the mommies. Let's go. 5-0.
For Donna.
For Donna.
That's right. That's it?
Oh, yeah, that was my 5-2.
Okay, there
you
go.
Oh, yeah, don't forget, you get an extra, I forgot to tell you this, you get an extra touchdown score because Deshaun Watson was hurt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, cool. Thanks for letting me know that now.
I put it in the chat. But,
okay, know. That's a chat.
Dom doesn't read the chat.
Yep, I do. But
Dom is the chat.
I have terrible reading, so terrible comprehension. All right, so
he just doesn't know how to read.
I have the cards. I have the cards.
Okay, let's go.
I have the cards. I do have the Texans as well. All right. I have the Texans against the Falcons. I love the Texans. I have the Ravens against the Steelers. And then, because that's... Yeah.
Okay, that's a -4.
Yeah. And then I have the Niners.
They're fair game.
-1, -9. Niners against the Cowboys. Cowboys. I think they cooked them. And I got Green Bay, man.
Okay.
Jordan loves my dog. I like Jordan.
I still don't know why I went with the Raiders, but...
Yeah.
I was right about the Raiders last year. Almost every time I said they'd win.
Yeah.
Besides the last time that I ever remember them.
I got Jordan Love. I think Coach LaFleur is going to have them locked in and ready. So, yeah.
Okay. Love that.
I like it. So, I've got Ravens as well. It looks pretty similar almost across the board here. So, I don't have anybody that somebody picked against on my ticket this week. I've got
except
Ravens. I'm not taking Cardinals for this.
Damn.
I'm locking that in
That's
separate.
That's fake.
I'm locking that in separate.
That's fake.
So I got Ravens, I've got Texans, I've got Jets for all the reasons we talked about. Kenny Pickett sucks. Atlanta sucks. Broncos suck. That's it. So then I've got Kansas City Chiefs, who are -200 against the Vikings. I don't feel like the line's in the right spot.
Okay.
So I absolutely include them at -200. San Francisco 49ers, -190 against Cowboys.
Yeah.
Locking in the 5 of them. Comes to +1,400 overall. Come by the 5.
Oh, nice. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Locked in. I like that. Yeah.
All right, so for touchdowns, I got Jalen Hurts getting in there against the Rams. You know, say what you want about the Rams front line. You know, they're cool. But Jalen Hurts, usually the weeks that he doesn't score a touchdown, he'll follow it up with the touchdown the following week. That's what I'll bank that on. Garrett Wilson, I absolutely find him finding the end zone this week. The Broncos have not only the worst defense in the league. Well, I mean, it's you can pick the Bears or the Broncos. It's whoever the fuck you want to choose. But the Broncos have the number one worst defense in yards after catch. We know that Garrett Wilson's a magician after he catches the ball. So that was my logic behind that. I got McLaurin against the Bears, so for similar reasons, the Bears defense fucking sucks. So I got McLaurin scoring. I got Josh Jacobs in that game against the Packers. I think he's gonna have a great game. Jimmy G, I think he gets his one little bullshit touchdown that he usually gets a game, but I think Josh Jacobs scores once or twice. And I got Lamar Jackson against the Steelers. He's gotten 2 touchdowns at least in the last 2 games. I feel safe about picking him at least once against the Steelers,
yeah,
who are terrible against the run. So,
you go.
All right.
I got to find fucking one more.
I feel really good about my touchdown scores this week.
Because you don't know how to read?
Yep.
No.
At all. Reading's hard.
It is.
So, I feel as good about my touchdown scores this week as I felt all season long. I've been saying it all year. You need 4 weeks to know who the defenses are. You need 4 weeks to know who the offenses are. In addition, Robert Saleh said Breece Hall is off a snap count. So I've got Breece Hall locked in. Broncos are terrible.
Interesting.
And you said you're picking one or the other. Who's the worst defense, Broncos or Bears? I'm picking both. So I'm taking Brian Robinson against the Bears as well.
Fuck those guys.
I'm also taking David Montgomery against the Panthers, who okay. aren't that far behind them for worst defense. And I'm taking Devon Achane against the Giants for four running backs, each getting a touchdown. And frankly, I'm going to do all four of them for two touchdowns in a separate bet. That's not for this. Just throwing that out there. But I'm throwing it in for all four of them. I'm going to round robin that. If three of them get it, I'm cashing for those. My fifth touchdown scorer, Tyreek Hill versus the Giants. Tyreek Hill has to eat this week. He's coming off the slow week. So there's my five. Breece Hall, Brian Robinson, David Montgomery, Tyreek Hill. Devon Achane.
All right, Tom.
Okay. I got Devontae Adams against his old team. I think he's going to be locked. I like 100 yards. And
that's a great touchdown. Revenge game.
Yeah. I like CMC against the Cowboys. It's just, I'm sorry.
Low-hanging fruit.
Hey, pause.
Low-hanging fruit.
I love James Conner this week.
Ah, so do I.
I love James Conner against the Bengals this week. Derrick Henry did what he wanted to do, so Nick Chubb did as well. I got Achane as well. I got Devon Achane as well. Or Devon?
Okay. Achane. I mean, we can start there.
Is it Achane?
It's Achane. I don't know about the first part.
He didn't correct us on his first name. He only corrected us on his last name.
He said it, but it wasn't as important because everybody was saying that part right-ish. Okay. And everybody was saying
why do you have the E in your name if it's not Achane? You know
he
what
didn't put it there, man.
I know, but like, come on, just go with it.
I got Diggs. I got Diggsy. Might be low-hanging fruit again, but I think back-to-back weeks, I think he scores a touchdown. And I got Booper Butt, man. Return of the Mac. Once again, return of the Mac. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nah.
I got Cooper Kupp, man. Sorry, man. I'm just saying, if Jahan Dotson fucking scoring, then lock in, Cooper.
All right. Fair enough. But there you have it. Those are our picks. I think this competition is going to get spicy because – not for nothing. We're looking pretty knowledgeable up here. We're looking pretty good 4 weeks in. So shout out to week five. I hope it's another great week of football, healthy week of football. We'll be back every week. I mean, we're here for fucking five straight weeks now. What the fuck else do you want from us? No, I'm just playing. But make sure you guys like, subscribe, share. Do you guys have any last words?
All right, let's get right, Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right, let's
ride. Good luck, Eagles. Good luck, Dolphins. Brownies, get healthy. Deshaun, see you week five. Browns money line. My fault. Week six. Browns money line, week six. That's all I got to say.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Get on the train. Get the train ran on you. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Built Different podcast because we might be coming to a city near you.